The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Vincent, world, welcome, episode 375.
Something's about to happen, and I'm not really thrilled about it, I'll be completely honest.
You just don't know what it is, that's the problem.
I'm going to go with also not thrilled about that. I don't like not knowing, you know?
How come you're bigger than I am? I'm trying to make me bigger than
Well, you. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. We can go over them if you'd like.
Here we go. I'm going to tell you now, if you are listening to this later on, you may want to get on YouTube and watch it. I'm just saying, because tonight we are freeing John Harbaugh. Let's go. Free John Harbaugh for everyone. Screw the NCAA. You know what it reminded me of? Remember the Blue Mountain State episode when they get suspended and Alex Miranda is trying to figure out what's going on with the NCAA? That's what this reminds me of.
Really? And
on top of that, the Rich Eisen. If you haven't seen Rich Eisen's speech from Germany, might I add, on his opinion on everything that occurred over the weekend. I'm going to bullet point some of the points that he made for you. Okay? I'm going to bullet point some of them. Okay? Let's start off with, the NCAA decides while Michigan is in air flying to Pennsylvania to go to Death Valley to suspend the head coach. One. That's one, right? That's point one.
They had been doing an investigation already. No.
Pete, point two. They even said, ooh, balloons.
What?
I don't know what just happened, but I saw balloons in my face.
I think if you do a peace sign, balloons come up.
Point two. Anywho.
No, point two. Two thumbs up, something. Things are supposed to happen. I don't know. Go ahead.
Anyway, most people are listening. They're not watching, so it's okay if they don't see this.
Yeah, it's fine.
You should go on YouTube and watch this anyway. Anywho, point two that he made. They chose the one day, the Friday, in which November 10th, 2023, in which all government positions were off from work, including courts, due to the observing of Veterans Day. Side note, thank you to the veterans, all of who have served and protected us. Thank you. So there was no way for Michigan to appeal said decision on Harbaugh. Okay. And also, now we're going into the weekend. So now you can't even get to the courts to appeal the decision. So now we had to wait till Monday morning after we steamrolled into Death Valley, by the way. James Franklin go suck a pair of balls for all I care. Go
James hang out Franklin with Sandusky. Is not good at his job.
That's you know what's confirmed. Funny? He's undefeated against every team not named Ohio State and Michigan, by the way.
But you know what? To get slightly off your tangent, that's Penn State's job. Their job is to beat everybody except those teams. And then if they get lucky, if somebody gets hurt, if there's some magic and they beat one of them, then they'll go.
Move forward. Anywho, but we went out there. We ran the ball, I believe it was 46 times in a row, and they couldn't stop us because we have the best running back in the world. Anywho, in the world. He's going to go to like the Eagles next year and absolutely destroy the Giants forever because he's tiny. And that's what the Giants do. They don't like to tackle tiny running backs. Gotcha. Anyway. Also, on top of it. So, Monday morning, they made the decision that Friday will be the decision. Now, if Michigan wins this coming up Saturday on 18th, November 18th, 2023, that will be school football win number 1,000. Michigan University. Win number 1,000.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
Okay, but here's the other thing. yet nobody realizes. By the way, that would be the first school in college football history to hit 1,000 wins.
That they're just old.
I mean, behind them, I'm looking at this list. Ohio State, 963. Bama, 62. They'll start around the same time. Ohio State does have the best winning percentage of all time. 735. Okay. They've played about 40 games less than Michigan.
So they're better. Just saying.
You know who has the worst winning percentage? Rutgers. They're under 500 lifetime. Anyway. Now, this decision. Back to this investigation that you're talking about, sir. There has been zero conversation about the involvement of Mr. Harbaugh involved with this. Zero has come light to light by the NCAA that Harbaugh is in trouble for this, has had anything to do with this.
I mean, they were filming practice.
Yeah, but what made him, yeah, though. But everything was done by this guy. Nobody, where's the proof that
so he just did it on his own? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Show me proof otherwise.
Okay, I'm not going to make.
Dun-dun. Where's the Law and Order music? We need the Law and Order music.
Comparison to the school we were just talking about, but I don't think there was any evidence of him knowing about that either.
Yeah, but that there was evidence, though. He publicly said it. He said he knew. He was in the locker room.
You're right about that. You can't hide. When you're a college coach, you can't hide behind, I didn't know. You are the god of Ann Arbor, Michigan. You are the god of Ohio State. You're the god of Southern California.
We're the only team that got caught. That was the problem. I can guarantee you other schools do this. Okay. You're telling me the SEC doesn't send hidden people into games?
I don't know that for sure.
Also, Texas is 90% back. You're telling me they haven't sent somebody to find signs on the other teams?
It doesn't look like it.
Listen, maybe Texas A&M was about to get in trouble for the same thing, and that's why they fired their coach.
Or they're just bad.
Well, yeah. You know that they gave him a plaque at his introduction press conference that said national championship, and they left the year blank so they could sketch it in when they won one?
I guess that didn't work.
The guy's making like $700,000 a day not to work for like the last 10 years.
Yeah, that works.
Like, what are we doing with our lives? We went wrong somewhere. Horse shit. Harbaugh needs to be on the sideline. I said my piece.
I disagree.
Go blue. We're running the table anyway.
He's a cheating son of a bitch.
You just want him to get fired so that way you can hire him as your next head coach.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I don't think you would
be either.
I would be upset about it. I don't want to change my coaching staff.
I think you'd rather him be the Giant coach than Michigan's coach.
I'd rather him be Michigan. Let him stay in Michigan. But I don't want to change my coaching staff in the Giants because it's simple. How many times are we going to let these guys go 2 years and then fire them?
Hi, Dan. Yeah, I guess that's true. Hi, Dan.
Hey, America's team. America's team.
This is a damn straight we are.
America's team.
Damn straight.
I love it. I love how he's so not self-aware to call them America's team. It's great.
America's team. Yeah.
Listen, Portnoy said it also. It's just like when the Patriots
the same exact thing.
It's the world, the whole country's coming after us. Danny, are you excited for Blake Corum to go to the Eagle, get drafted by the Eagles next year?
Oh my God. A little over Boston Scott.
Yeah, I said that before you came on. I'm like, I love Blake Corum. He's steamrolled over Death Valley with a bloody nose, and I can't wait to watch him do that at the Meadowlands against us every year for the next.
he's an Eagle. Darren Sproles, Boston Scott,
Brian Westbrook.
No, I was Brian talking Westbrook. About the Scat Bats.
Brian Westbrook, was
when
scat-y.
He first came in, when yeah, he first true. Came in, he could have been considered that.
Yeah, he was scatty. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he's pretty.
He was
pretty.
He was small too. He wore big pants.
That punt return that beat us, that was fun.
Right, that was early.
That was his rookie year.
Well, that was kind of like what the Giants did with Tiki early on, too. He was kind of like that kind similar back, and then they moved him into more of a every-down back role. And
and then Ron Dane.
Drafted Ron
like,
Dane.
Yeah, Tiki's like, maybe I should be better. And he was.
Drafted at that time, I think he had the most touchdowns in college football history.
Well, he was the Heisman.
He won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he had the most, like, all-time.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Well, Wisconsin for you, so.
Well, also, back to what I was saying before. Danny, you were talking about the Saturday night game of the week for NBC. It's Wisconsin and Nebraska this week.
Yeah, well, that's a under. That's an under.
Did you see that there was, like, who played at Wrigley where it ended up being, like, there were 10 Cubs games where the Cubs scored more runs than the
Iowa, Iowa Northwestern.
Where the Cubs scored like more runs in like 15 games this year than those two teams they combined.
Where Hank and PFT took the girl, that guy, that person isn't real, girl, to the game.
Well, that's the game they went to?
Yeah. And Prez is like, who the hell would take someone on a date to that game?
it didn't seem smart.
But like when Danny first came on and I was saying, I'm just sick of the give a coach 2 years and fire him.
We're talking about the Giants? Yeah.
Kind of talking about how Vin wants Harbaugh fired so he could be the Packer coach and how I would want him to be the Giant coach. As much as I would, I really don't want to right now because I'm sick of that. First year for a head coach, terrible second year, let's fire him and find somebody else.
Like I mentioned on my Monday show with Nikki, I think it really boils down to as long as Daboll doesn't have a 20-minute tirant after the Bears game, that's what Joe Judge did, and then do two QB sneaks on our own 10-yard line.
That was a moment in time.
The text I sent Vin, I'm like, just punt it right now.
Also,
screw Tony Pollard. I won a different fantasy league, even though he didn't score a touchdown at all.
Right.
Allergic to the end zone.
And I think the other point I mentioned was that in a decade of two general managers of Reese and Gettleman up until this summer with Andrew Thomas, Dexter, and Daniel Jones, and if you want to count franchising Saquon, we only re-signed 3 or 4 players to a second contract. So that's obviously, I've said it here a million times, that is the reason why we suck, is because we don't keep any of our own players after a second contract, whether they're a bust because we don't scout right, or they've gotten hurt. We've had plenty of those scenarios. That's pretty much, I think, the Giants' biggest reasoning. And I would like to, obviously, I trust Daboll and Shane, and this year's just really went off the rails on top of it going into that. So I think another year, unless it gets really, really bad, and potentially it could get really, really bad, but I don't see them firing either.
It was very rare when they fired McAdoo, a game or two. I think it was just one game left.
No, very McAdoo was half the season. It was like November, McAdoo.
No, McAdoo went longer than that.
Maybe December. It was more than
it was definitely December because it went past the Raider game.
Yeah,
McAdoo was the Eli thing, right? It was like week 14 or something.
It was definitely a month's worth of games.
It was fired December 4th.
Yeah, so it was like a month worth of games. So.
Okay, so yeah, but still, it's still a very rare thing to see the Maras being like, "All right, this guy's out."
Oh no, it would be at the end of the year.
I know that, but it's a very rare thing. But this could be a scenario where, if they're struggling in October next year,
Right.
You may look at Dayball and say, hey, you know,
right,
maybe time to move away from you. You know, kind of similar to what Buffalo did with Ken Dorsey this week. You know, they're struggling on offense, so who do you blame?
I'm interested to see how Joe Brady would be, because we saw him in college with Joe Burrow. So, but then again, he also had Jefferson and.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question I saw online. Burrow kind of had a lot of weapons, unless you. I saw a question online, Danny. Mm-hmm. Buffalo calls during the offseason. Okay. We're going to swap quarterbacks, but we want your next two first round picks. Also.
Done. I mean, it's not even close.
It's not even close. I made the joke in my Giants chat that Jones for Allen, who says no, and Jones coming back with a knee and neck injury.
But yeah, but it would have to include, we're definitely going to have to send draft picks that way. Was the case.
Of course.
I'm not saying it's a would, it's of course a hypothetical. Who would want to pay a guy $40 million coming off an ACL jersey?
And neck injury. That will never happen.
Yeah. So there's that. The other thing, and you guys are probably going to laugh when I say this, and I said this to a couple of people this week. Due to his contract, the Daniel Jones contract.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison or trade back is my first round.
I mean, we have an out next year for Daniel Jones.
So at the end of next year, yes. So but if you draft a guy top five, he's supposed to be playing.
Right. And I'm okay with that because he's coming off a knee injury and a neck injury. If Shane likes a quarterback and Dable likes a quarterback, I trust Dable to have him grow.
There's one in Michigan that's probably going to come out this year as a junior.
I do not. I have all the quarterbacks. I do not want JJ McCarthy.
And you know who's going to be Michigan's quarterback next year because he's pissed off in his school right now?
Oh, Arch Manning. Wow. Wow. Yeah, sure. How unsufferable you would be if that was the case next year.
Well, nobody's seen him play in college, so who knows? He could be the worst quarterback to ever be in college.
Yeah, but the amount of whatever money he gets, he doesn't suck.
And I mean, I mean, he did make a good point though. Like, they dressed him for that game that Ayers was out, the first game he was out, mm-hmm. and they were blowing out the team. Like,
they should have. Yeah, they
let him in there to take a knee. Let him in there to hand the ball off a couple times.
But then then again, it's college, so you want to run up the score. Just to look good, even though it's not the BCS anymore, but you gotta like
fucking Texas.
Yeah. So
I will say this: I believe we moved up to two in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I did think we were, no, I think we're three still.
Yeah, I think that's just them being safe because of the whole game of the year, end of the year, and then.
Well, that's what the way I'm looking at it is: if Washington wins out, right?
Right.
They're the five right now.
Right.
They'll take the spot if whoever loses that game.
Right.
At least for the moment.
They would also
have the championship
games. Yeah, they also have to win their championship game.
Do they have an opponent yet? Because I know like the SEC is already set.
Well, yeah.
SEC championship's already Georgia, Alabama. They announced that in
the
announcement.
The Pac-10 is all over the place. So as of right now, it would be.
Are they divisions or is it?
I don't even know.
Do they have a championship game?
Yes.
Yeah, as of right now, it would be Oregon versus Washington because those are the two best teams. But literally that whole conference has beaten the shit out of each other. It's a shame that this is their last year and everybody's good.
Well, they all want to win that last one.
Right. But it's really fun to watch. Pac-10 at After Dark has been really fun.
Another guy that, you know, came on the radar late in the year is the quarterback out of Washington.
Penix. Yeah, he would be another guy, but
he would be a guy I would trade back in the top 10 to get.
Right. And the thing with him is he's not your modern day quarterback. He's more of your older quarterback in terms of he's just a strictly pocket passer and he throws
but
dives.
He can move.
Yeah, a little bit. He like, all right, my friend Doug, like, a little Roethlisberger-y.
Okay.
Keep him away from bars. Got it.
And motorcycle.
Motorcycle and bars are off them. Got it.
I like talking college football. This is fun.
It's the only sport I have that's enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, gambling is fun for college football.
No, it's not.
Well, you don't know what you're doing.
That's the point.
I've given you.
And I have a phone number I need you to call, please.
I've given you a couple of winners, Finn.
I think I asked Danny for a pick twice, and they were both winners, but I didn't listen to him one time. So in my head, it just doesn't work.
It was Ohio State, Penn State, and I go, Penn State never wins.
It was like a gimme.
Yeah, I said it should be a good game.
Penn State never plays again. There's two games a year Penn State forgets to play in.
I took
the only time against those two teams where you may take Penn State is if it's the whiteout game.
I took Penn State. Like, the game was tied in the second quarter, and they were getting 8 points. So I live bet them, and they lost by, like, nine.
You didn't tell me about that.
It was something to that effect. It was later in the game, and they were still getting a good amount of points. I was like, they should at least be able to keep this close, and they lost by a point of whatever that spread was.
Okay, so, Steve, here's a good question for you, because you mentioned Marvin Harrison Jr., not taking anything away from him. What? No.
I have him as my Heisman Trophy winner right now, by the way.
No, that's 100%. Yes. Would it be just like drafting Saquon at number two?
No.
2018?
No. Wide receivers' bodies survive better than
I agree. To a point, I'm stretching it a little bit, but in terms of.
And also, you watched him against Notre Dame earlier this year where you literally rolled over his leg.
Right.
And then he magically if
he didn't get hurt last year versus Georgia, they probably would have won.
Right. That's true too. You know what I love about him is they don't have a number one quarterback this year at all.
Right. State. Yeah.
They had one last year in Stroud. You knew what Stroud was.
Not good.
Exactly. So that's what makes him
right
above other people. Saquon was great because he was Penn State when he was there.
Yeah.
They were good because they went where he went on Penn State.
Right.
Which, again, I always said those running backs are tough to draft because of the fact of. Think about it now. And also the other thing with Saquon was that I didn't like, which again, you know, looking back on it, you know, Saquon, I respect Saquon. I like Saquon.
We know, whatever. We all love Saquon.
But the other reason I didn't want him originally was again, in college, a lot of these big time running backs aren't just your running back. They're also your kick returner, punt returner. So now you're getting your body hit twice as much as a running back.
Right.
And also Big Ten running back. You give me an SEC running, not an SEC, like a Big Ten running back, you know,
maybe a Pac-10, yeah,
Big Ten, a Pac-12 or whatever they call the Texas-Oklahoma conference these days.
Oh, yeah, the Big 12.
The Big 12, yeah. You give me a running back from them where there's really no trenches in those conferences.
Right.
You know, that's a different story. I may be more intrigued.
To Danny's point, I'm just looking. This is just looking over recent history of drafting wide receivers, say top 10, right? There was a stretch, it looks like 2017. So 2017, there was three drafted in the top 10.
27. Which one? What year is that?
2017.
Who were the three?
Corey Davis. Not great. Mike Williams to the Chargers. He's pretty good.
He's always hurt, though.
He's always hurt.
And John Ross.
Oh, my God.
Right, so it's not good. But wait.
It gets a lot better from that point.
Oh, what I'm saying is, because more to the point, 2018, there's none. 2019.
Because 2017, you got scared off from that.
2019, there's none.
2020,
there's none.
In the top 10.
In the top 10.
Oh,
you get Ruggs. You get Ruggs was 12.
No, Chase was 21.
That was 21. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting Jefferson.
Right. Yep. 20 was the COVID year draft where we all left because the Eagles didn't take Jefferson.
But because Ruggs goes 12 and Judy goes 15. CeeDee Lamb goes 17. Rager, we know. JJ goes 22. And then Brandon Ayuk. So now those guys are kind of hitting.
They're all of them are hitting except
But now, so as you said, 2021, all those guys have been successful. Jamar at 5, Jalen Waddle at 6, and you got Devonta Smith at 10.
Oh, then the following year, you got Garrett Wilson.
Correct. And then we got Garrett Wilson, and there was somebody else. Drake London, I'm not going to blame him.
Not his fault, but no.
It's not his fault that Arthur Smith is an idiot.
He is.
In fairness to him, if we want to be fair to him, okay? In fairness to him, Michael Vick was announced as the Madden GOAT of all time, which we all could agree was probably, if you didn't own Madden and had Michael Vick on your team, the stupidest person ever. Right. But he announced, like, the player, he was playing the NFL right now. He said London would be his number two receiver.
Okay. You also have.
I'm going to give that to. I'm going to get, you know, he, as bad as unlucky as he is as being in Atlanta, that says a lot, even though
they are the most infuriating team in the league. And they play 100%. Close literally every week. And it's just like, you have Bijan Robinson right there. Just use him.
But he's the punt returner now, so it's okay.
Correct. So then Chris Olave was after Garrett Wilson. Right. And then also Jameson Williams, who we're still trying to figure that one out.
He's gambling and knee injuries. And...
Correct. So there are a couple other first-round receivers last year that have not really worked out yet.
Oh, Kadarius Toney.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That was, yeah, I'm in 2022. So Jahan Dotson's not bad. Treylon Burks is, we don't really
know. He's been hurt.
It doesn't count. He plays for Tennessee.
Dotson hasn't been good, though, this year, for whatever reason. He was supposed to...
He's in Washington, right?
Yeah. That was 2 years. I'm saying it was 2 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah, and then Dotson's could be better than he has been.
This whole thing would have been a lot better if, you know, Henry Ruggs was still in the league.
Well, and then all the receivers went in the 20s this past draft, which was JSN. He's kind of stuck behind Lockett and Metcalf. Quentin Johnson's been pretty good. Zay Flowers has been good.
Yeah, like
Jordan Addison's been good.
Zay Flowers has been really good.
Addison's been really good. Really good. AJ's been out.
Correct.
That's an intriguing team right now because he's due a contract.
Well, Dobbs? No, you're still paying.
Well, Cousins, we're talking.
No, both of them.
Oh, well, JJ. I know Cousins is. JJ is though.
I believe he's going into opt-in.
Yeah, it's opt-year, and it's like, why aren't you paying me yet?
And apparently, before the season, he said, you have till opening day to keep me. Which he's guaranteed on that team next year. It doesn't matter anyway.
Right. But it is contract extension time.
Right. The whole point.
You know what else is funny about that team?
I mean, I would re-sign Kirk Cousins. Who are you going to get better than?
You want to hear, speaking of that team, and quarterback, Josh Dobbs. Remember when the Browns traded him before the season started? They must wish they had that guy.
Josh Dobbs is probably going to lead the Vikings to the playoffs, and then we're probably going to win a game, and then they're going to do the same thing they did to Case Keenum and kick him out the door and keep Kirk Cousins.
I mean, good for Dobbs from going.
You know what what scenario it is? He was a free agent signing, right? So he's probably out of a contract at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if he has like another year on that contract, you know, it's tradable.
I would assume
he's the perfect guy to be like, hey, Tennessee.
No, Levis is going to be fine.
I thought he was about to be Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago.
He's fine. It was just good defense against the Bucs last week.
I thought he was going to beat Pittsburgh. He got him down inside. Yeah. I think it was like inside the 30. All he needed was to get in the end zone. He just made two poor passes. That was it. Yeah. And he's going to learn from that.
Mm-hmm. And he's a gunslinger. He's gonna throw some shit.
And I said it at work. It's very similar, minus the injury. It's very similar to when Eli took over for the Giants. You had that veteran quarterback who you benched to let this guy play, even though you're still kind of in the thick of things.
Right. Well, in that division,
Well, both Souths, you know.
Especially with
Jack poor Carolina Bell. Panthers. In both those divisions, the Panthers are the only team that doesn't have a shot at winning.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It's really weird how annoying they went.
The Falcons should have had a stranglehold on that. Them being in every single game, every week.
The Falcons or even the Saints could have had a stranglehold on the division with Carr.
I just don't love Carr. I just don't. And he's been hurt half the season.
No, that's every season.
Then I love Jameis scoring a touchdown on the first drive. That made me so happy.
God.
But yeah, this it's an intriguing next month.
Well, yeah.
You know, see what happens, and there's Vin and I decided, was it Sunday or Monday night after that game? I think Vin texted me Tuesday morning and he goes, I'm pretty sure the entire AFC is terrible.
Yeah, the only thing this weekend told me is the Chiefs are walking to the Super Bowl.
Oh, they are walking to the Super Bowl.
Oh, and now that everybody's healthy in San Francisco, you're basically just locked in, and whoever wins the NFC East versus the Niners.
It's really amazing.
They better get home field, man. If they don't get home field and it's in Philly again, we're in trouble.
So my coworker is a Niner fan, grew up in the 80s, whatever. Vin and I kind of talked about it last week. You know, you get it. You grew up in the 80s.
It's like how everybody's a Patriot fan now.
So. Right.
Yeah.
And he even said it. It's like, you got that game that circled at this point, and it's them and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Week, I think it's during our bye week, that first week in December.
Yeah, that's good. That's going to be that's going to be the conference game of the year, and winner is probably going to go to the Super Bowl because of home field.
And it's crazy to think, though, because the following week is also, you know, Eagles-Cowboys is the following week.
Yeah, no, the Eagles are in their tough stretch right now. They have KC this week and then the rest of the stretch until they probably play us on Christmas
Day. In KC this week?
It's in KC, yes.
In KC, biggest game of the year.
I believe the Eagle-Niner game is in Philly, yeah.
Okay, that's a huge test for San Fran.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, December 3rd in Philly.
Oh, then the Giants Then the Giants are Monday night against Green Bay.
No, that's the bye week.
Oh, that's the bye week. Okay. I don't care weekend. Anymore because I'm not going to after the Pats game. I'm not going to any more games.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the same way.
Probably the way
to go. Debating about maybe showing up to the Rams game for a half. Maybe. Because it's just like, what else are you going to do during that day?
Yeah, I got rid of all three of those games, thankfully.
Yeah, so, probably for the best.
Eagle game's on for sale, so whatever happens to those happens.
Yeah, well.
We'll let God handle that one.
Yeah, we know who's going to be taking those seats.
We're giving God the wheel on those. We have downstairs for sale, and I'm holding on to upstairs, and I said to Rosen, if you don't have hockey playoffs, we can go for a half so you can watch. So you and I, you can see your team. And he was like, fine. But if I have hockey, and I go, if he has hockey playoffs, I'll sell him.
Which he will. So you're safe.
Probably. Unless I'm that miserable in hockey. And Michigan got blown out on New Year's Day. So again,
by TCU or something. Obviously, it won't be TCU, but.
Be Washington.
Something stupid like that.
Washington.
Well, Washington's really good, though.
Who's the we four? Said that Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Florida State?
Yeah. They've been real good, too.
We'll lose to Florida State.
Florida State's really good. If you lose to Florida State, it's not the end of the world.
Nah, it is.
Listen, I 100% am, and I said this to a friend. I said this, was it to Rosen?
You should overpower them, yes, but if you lose to Florida State, it's not the end of the world.
I said this, I believe it was to Rosen, that I 100% believe.
Because half the team is transfers, so they are legit. And they have an awesome wide receiver.
They do. That was the other one when the Giants were picking at like 5 or 6. Was kind of getting mocked into the spot.
Yeah, Keon Coleman.
Michigan I can 100% see a scenario. If Washington loses a game between now and then, Michigan, Ohio State play each other in the semifinals. Like the NCAA is just like, screw it.
Well,
we're not going to make you two fight to go to the championship game again like last year. We're getting you guys New Year's Eve.
That would be epic. I'll still never forget Ohio State missing the field goal literally as the ball dropped.
It was something you had to do a picture. Like, come on, kick it.
Yeah.
I was watching it on my phone. I was like, oh my God, that just happened.
Oh yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, by the way, Happy New Year.
But I think they were in like California, so they still had time before the New Year.
Right, but for yes. us, it was like 3, 2, 1, and he just whoop.
Hey, it happens. I mean, listen, as much as it didn't matter anyway, we got absolutely shellacked by TC.
Oh, yeah. Well, for someone who didn't have a rooting interest, it was fun.
I mean, yeah. Just 2 years in a row, Georgia, and then TCU.
Well, at least Georgia is Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia.
At least I felt like okay losing to Georgia 2 years ago.
I mean, they haven't lost the game in like 3 years.
They haven't lost since.
They haven't lost the game in like 3 seasons.
Did they lose that year at all?
No.
No.
But they are beatable this year.
I think it's like 24 in a row. No,
this is more than that. This is the year, Steve. This is the year.
You know what? I'm rooting for every team to face. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. They're regular season games. They're playing Alabama in 2 weeks.
Well, that's that's
going to be it. That's the only, yeah.
If Alabama upsets them, then Alabama sneaks in. And then who gets screwed there? It will be fun. It will be the loser of the Michigan.
You know what the funny thing is? Florida State loses a game between now and then. Another game. Washington loses their Pac-12 championship game. Then you'll see Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, and Michigan in the.
We're still on 14 playoffs.
Yeah, next
this
year.
This is the last year.
Next year expands.
Gotcha. If it was this year, we'd be playing Tulane in the first round of the playoffs.
In the Big House. That's why Notre Dame needs to go into the ACC.
Officially.
Officially.
But even the ACC, nobody even cares about. It's like.
Well, that's that's not true. It's
Clemson.
It is number 3 of all the conferences, but it is important.
No, what needs to happen is they need to go to 4 conferences and just call it a fucking day, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, we've been talking.
That's the thing with Notre Dame. They should definitely go to the ACC because they don't get a home playoff game because they're an at-large school.
Right.
Oh, so if they're in a conference, you can host a game
because you're winning a championship.
Ah, okay. So we're going to, it's going to be like, we'll still have to play the Big Ten championship game.
I don't know how that goes. No, but I think, you win your conference. So if you don't have a conference, you're not able to win your conference. So all the other schools that won conferences
get to host.
Yeah, they're going to.
It was interesting the last time I saw, like, what it would look like, quote unquote, the playoff. It showed that Michigan wouldn't have a bye. And I'm like, they're the number 2 team in the country. Why would they not have a bye? Like, why was Texas getting a bye and I wasn't getting a bye? Like, I know Vin's excited for that one.
Yeah.
Danny, 20, I think it was like 26 and 27 or 27 and 28, by the way. Start saving those dollars, buddy. We're doing the home and home.
For what?
Michigan Notre Dame.
Oh, God. We could do it. Figure something out. Oh, they're at MetLife next year.
I know. That was announced today. Navy. Notre Dame Navy.
Yeah.
Is that MetLife? Mm-hmm. You're lucky it'll be a giant home game the next day at 1 o'clock and just be like,
yeah.
Cousins be like, we'll just sleep here.
Yeah, no. That's not happening.
I'm just going through college football things.
That's all we have to talk about. New York sports is just are the Knicks winning?
They were.
So
I'm still so confused about this stupid tournament thing. Yesterday was tournament games. I thought
doesn't make any sense.
It's two times a week, so it's like Friday nights and Tuesday nights or whatever.
Okay, so Florida State's going to be undefeated.
They're 0-1. Yes. By the way, they're down 2 with 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes in this game.
Okay.
Oh, actually, at 2 minutes. Actually, up 1 with 2 minutes left. The Knicks.
Okay. Currently, Oregon and Washington are 6-5. I said that backwards. They're 5-6, Washington, Oregon. They have to play each other in the
back. The winner is going to win.
Yeah. Didn't they play each other?
The winner is going to win.
No, I'm meaning the conference. Yeah, Oregon beat them.
Okay.
So, but
that was like one of the early games before Washington really started.
Does the winner get in?
unless Alabama. Unless Alabama is Alabama and they upset Georgia, that's the only way one of them doesn't get.
Or Ohio State. Well, Ohio, right? Or you could say the what same about, thing about us. Whoever loses our conference game,
right.
Our game in 2 weeks, who do one that, of them deserve it over them?
So that's what's going to come down because, okay, Georgia. Let's say Georgia beats Alabama.
Georgia locks himself in at the one.
They're number one, right? Somebody has to be knocked out between Michigan and Ohio State. Does the one loss Michigan Ohio State? We have this conversation every year. Get in over the one loss Pac-12 team or a one loss Texas team?
I mean, also you. That would make Bama a two loss team, right? That would make Bama two.
I think Bama's loss to Texas. Now, if you look at the trajectory of their seasons, Bama, it was like, okay.
It looks better.
Yeah. I mean.
So Bama wins. You got to keep Georgia part of the in, argument. No?
Yeah.
So then it's.
Yeah, I don't think Texas.
Yeah, but there's only one coach the entire country hates more than Harbaugh.
This
coaches Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be very interesting, I must say. There's a lot that can go on here. It doesn't seem... It seems pretty unfortunate that somebody is going to get kept out.
Which is always the case. And
it's very rarely somebody with the size of Texas. I have a feeling Texas is gonna out, be.
But it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
Even though they're 90% back, Texas is out.
They're pretty much out. I mean,
they weren't in the picture.
Once they lost the second, because didn't they lose twice to Texas?
No, they're 9-1.
Yeah, they lost to Oklahoma, but Oklahoma is frauds, which we've seen, so. That hurts.
Oh my god, I saw somebody in the Giant do a Giant mock draft with like Spencer Riddle being the quarterback.
That was a joke.
And I was like, no, you stop that. Bo Nix also, who's got 97 career college playoff games.
I've seen that account. That guy's a troll. So that's a joke.
Don't forget the 135 college football starts, Bo Nix.
Yeah, I saw his name.
He'll probably be Michigan's quarterback next year, too.
No, he's going to be in the draft.
Will he, though? Because he should have been in the draft 10 years ago. That
was
the
funniest thing. I remember his freshman year, I was in Boston for the Mets-Red Sox series. And I remember that was the first week of the season, and he carried Auburn.
That was 2018.
Yeah, I know.
Right. How do we know he's going to the draft? How do we know he doesn't have some eligibility for another season somewhere?
Jeff McNeil was a rookie. Now he's an old man who we're trying to get rid of.
Cam Newton was drafted.
He made that diving catch, right?
Cam Newton got drafted and retired in the same amount of time that guy's been in college.
Yeah. He's doing the Hartman route. Sam Hartman.
Play for everybody.
All right, you want to do football?
Am I the only one who's shocked, Danny, that the kid from Duke is still standing after the Notre Dame game?
Well, Daniel Jones.
Didn't he, like, tear his ACL at the end of that game?
I don't know.
No, clearly not.
Well, no, the backup played pretty well last week. They covered against North Carolina, which was annoying. That killed my parlay.
Yeah, take gambling advice from you.
You know, it was crazy on Sunday. I woke up early. You know, I was going to look at my phone and start gambling. And then I fell back to sleep. And it was like, I slept most of the morning Sunday.
That was freeing,
my body just needed it. Next thing I knew, it was like 1 o'clock and I didn't place any bets. I was like, you know what? We're going to keep it this way for the whole day.
Same.
It felt so good.
Did almost the same thing.
That's how I feel on Sundays. Saturdays, I'm actually not bad.
Everybody's bad at gambling, Danny.
I'm terrible at gambling. But college and NFL, I'm 100 times better at college than
did
NFL.
Did I bet anything on Sunday?
I had two $10 bonuses on FanDuel.
I always like make one tease parlay and it always fails. And it's just like this shouldn't fail. And what is going to fail? And Two legs didn't work.
So one of them, I took two of their like their created parlays on Monday night. Right. So one of them was for $10.
Oh, I hit the I hit unders in the Jet game and the Germany game. So that's what I hit last week. I knew I should have hit the under. I should have bet the under in Monday night's game.
So I did the one of them, which was like I decided I was going to take the biggest like odds because I was like, all right, I'm going to win as much money as I can on this one. It was like a $400 payout on $10. And it was Kincaid touchdown. Nailed it. Javonte Williams touchdown. Nailed it. Sutton. Cortland Sutton touchdown. Nailed it. God forbid we ever throw the ball to Diggs, you know, the best receiver in Buffalo.
Nope.
Didn't nail it. And then the other one where I was like, I'll lose this one so that way Diggs can get the overtime touchdown and I'll win the other one where it was the under, Josh Allen touchdown pass, and the Broncos plus 7.5. Won that one.
Yeah, I just realized that I did bet. I bet the under in the Cowboy in the Giant game, which I...
You're
the Cowboys
idiot.
Covered.
Cowboys hit the by over. Themselves.
I know, and you know what? I don't know, Danny.
This is why we need to get you a phone. We need to bring you to a meeting, then.
Steven, with your father. He was like, he's like, the over-under is like 30.5. The Cowboys scored 40 themselves last time. Like, you're take the over. And I was like, you're right. And then in the moment, I took the under.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I was doing.
Why do you not listen to people?
I should have listened. I didn't listen to Danny. I didn't listen to your father. I don't know.
Apparently, he won money on the under in the Giant Raider game when he was there.
No? Okay. Well, I mean, he seems to know what he's doing. I should listen to him more often.
Better than you do.
Clearly.
Alrighty. Speaking of
issues, how we're going to bet, let's bet wrong.
Excuse me. Oh, this is going to be a good game.
You know what stinks is that the Sunday night game is the worst, is like horrible, but like Thursday night and Monday night are actually good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Monday night might be the most watched game of the season.
Oh, maybe the most watched Monday night game from in a long time.
Definitely. Ever?
Maybe.
No, because a lot of people tuned in to Jets Buffalo to start the season.
Yeah, but this is Taylor Swift. Because
the rating basically goes based on the start of the game, not the end of the game.
This is Taylor Swift.
Is she going to be there, though?
Yeah, she's bringing her family. They're meeting the Kelseys for the first time.
Snacks just tweeted Jalen with 35 seconds ago.
Knicks up 3.
Jalen!
With 13 seconds remaining.
Brunson's a killer. Okay.
24 points, 8 assists.
Danny, why doesn't he pass the ball? Okay, he passed the ball today. Why doesn't he pass the ball all the time?
Because he's the only one on the team that scores.
You trust Randall?
I did.
You trust any of them?
There was a time when I did.
Yeah, and during COVID, when he didn't have anybody
right,
there to
boo
him.
Right, but then last year, there was also a time.
Well, when he was badly hurt last year in the playoff run.
Then again, there was also that
people
3 weeks
that
I trusted... what was that guy's name? The bald guy. The three-point shooter. Danny,
oh, Fournier.
On.
He's
there you go.
He's deep into...
He was knocking him down for about 3 games.
He had the... I think he was the all-time leading Knicks scorer in a season with threes 2 years ago.
When, really?
Yeah. He was close to it.
Not that hard to beat, like Steve Novak and shit like that.
Allen Houston was probably the top of that list, right?
Yeah, but in a season, probably.
Okay, 15
probably,
seconds.
But, like, they also
no,
just
get the ball off of
shoot.
Randall.
Yeah, they don't shoot threes like they did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I hate Julius Randall.
And,
all right, so let me break this down for you boys, because you're going to love this, Daniel. You may actually throw your cup.
Oh, boy.
Atlanta hit a quick 2. Mm-hmm. Inbound to Randall, who just stood in the corner until they came after him. And they never fouled him, but they knocked the ball out of his hand, and it went deeper into the corner, and luckily he was able to save it and throw it to Quickly, who got fouled. But it was almost a disaster caused by Julius Randle.
Great.
So Quickly's at the line with 9 seconds remaining.
Danny is correct. Evan Fournier is the all-time...
Who's number? Who did he beat out, though? Who's
season,
number 2?
He beat out 2022... Well, actually... Okay. Julius Randle is now second on the list after last season.
Right.
He beat out John Starks with two.
Okay, that makes sense. I was going.
Fournier has 241. Starks is also the all-time, I think. Starks is the all-time leader.
I'm almost positive with Fournier. It was like 3 weeks left in the season. That's how many threes the league shoots now.
Yeah.
All right, up three with 9 seconds left. Timeout on Atlanta. All right, next game here.
Oh, well.
Not P.J. Walker.
It's not P.J. Walker. It's the quarterback from UCLA. So I'm going Steelers covering.
I like the Steelers. Same. I like
the spread is playing. Still I the don't. Spread is still 1.5 Browns, by the way, in real life.
This says 3.5. I
oh, so in yeah. I at FanDuel right now it's 1.5.
Yeah, I mean it should be.
Justin Fields is back. Lions will cover easily.
Yeah.
The Lions will cover anyway.
They'll run the ball down their throats with Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yeah.
And it's a Montgomery.
Justin Fields is playing for the Bears this week, so he'll just throw the ball to the Lions.
It's a Montgomery revenge game.
Yeah.
Loved watching him have a big game in Los Angeles somewhere.
We've all fallen, listen, two
teams that don't want to win.
That's what I'm saying. We've all fallen into the trap before of trusting the Chargers. Trust the Chargers. Just trust the Chargers and take them. You want to bet? That's my bet.
What's the weather in Green Bay? This is huge.
Let's see.
Haven't heard of any snow coming. Usually they update on that.
Usually by now.
48 and rain.
Ooh, Green Bay. Let's do it, Ben.
You're
48 rain.
They can't run. The Chargers can't run the ball. Watch Eckler just goes off this week.
We have no corners.
Eckler's going to have a career game.
Danny, we got gashed by Najee Harris.
Najee, he can't move. Spread him out. Spread him out.
He can't move.
Got to spread him out.
They were trying to.
I don't know who number 13 is.
The Pittsburgh Steelers with two down linemen. That's not a plan.
I don't know who Bogdavakic is in Atlanta.
He told us in the playoffs 2 years ago. Yeah.
Well, he just chucked up a three without even looking, basically, on an inbound with 9 seconds and airballed it.
Okay, good. Okay. We got the rebound?
It went out. They just let it go out of bounds. Okay.
All right, good.
Let it go out of bounds. There's 6 seconds left, 4 seconds left, and the Knicks took their final timeout to move the ball up.
Smart. Okay. Dolphins.
I'm taking the Chargers, by the way, because the Packers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers, too.
All right, I'm being different. Screw it.
I'm taking the Raiders still to cover free. This.
No, they're a crappy team, so the Dolphins are going to roll on them.
I'm going to take the Raiders.
It's to cover. A lot, though, Dan. They've been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm still taking
it. If there's a guy to believe in, Antonio Pierce is the guy to believe in.
They played the Jets and the Giants, all right? They're actually going to have to play a real offense this week.
Of covering.
Excuse me. In fairness to Zach Wilson, as everyone shits on him, 2 weeks in a row over 250 is big for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also the first quarterback in NFL history to throw back-to-back weeks of over 250 yards and not throw a touchdown. But hey, listen, he almost hit the Hail Mary. If Coughlin doesn't knock the ball out of Wilson's hand,
he might.
Touchdown Jets.
All right, I'm taking the Commanders. I apologize.
I can see us covering because they suck too.
They don't. Tommy DeVito suck though.
Yeah, but we destroyed their offensive line once, and we're going to do that. We could do that again. I can see us destroying their offensive line again. That's the thing.
Yeah, I guess. Nope.
But I also expect 30 points out of.
I also think our. Defense is starting to quit on the team.
I agree.
I'm going Commanders.
Oh my god. 5 second violation on the inbounds.
Of course. Who was the inbounder? Quickly?
The Italian kid from Villanova.
Oh, DiVincenzo. Next.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Brunson fouled the guy at the line.
Probably had a foul to give, hopefully.
Nope, didn't. He's going to live, but for only for two shots. So
okay, smart move.
Yeah, it was a wide open three.
I'm going Cowboys because the Cowboys.
Panthers are trash.
Yeah.
It's a bad team. Titans are going to cover.
You think?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars at home.
See, yeah, me too.
One thing that we should discuss with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fine, I'll go Jags.
Is know when to do things in your stadium. Like, right. Apparently they have a party button.
Yeah, I saw that.
When you're down 27-3, you shouldn't hit the party button.
See, this is the problem. Like, these
when you have a joke of a franchise?
Well, that, but it's paid. It's a paid sponsorship thing. So they
gotta
have to do it. So, yeah, you got to suck it
up. Yeah, but you could do that during the first commercial of the game and call it a day.
Yeah, well,
you could do that going into the second quarter or coming out of halftime.
That would be the smart thing to do, but obviously they didn't think that through, and it's probably their third quarter gimmicky thing, and you have to pay miserably for it. It was pretty bad.
Okay, this is an intriguing one.
Kyler looked pretty good.
Thank God. Come on, Cardinals.
Okay, so he missed it and the ball went out of bounds. Okay, so he hit one and missed one. So now we're going to try the inbound pass again.
All right, let's succeed.
3.9 seconds left in the game.
The problem with basketball.
Hey, he hit it. Man. He got him. He threw it to one of his Villanova friends instead of just standing there and looking around.
So, all right, the next one.
Yay.
He threw it to Brunson, by the way.
Yep, they won. Was tonight a – no, they don't play the Hawks, right, in that tournament?
No, it was not. They don't have a crazy court.
Oh, my God. Those courts are horrific.
Or confetti jerseys like the Nets were wearing. I would turn the net game on for a second and say those jerseys were gross.
My eyes bleed whenever I watch one of those games.
I don't.
Anyway. I am all in on the Batman court that HBO Max released, though. Or the Last of
Texans.
Us.
Yeah, go Texans. Right in the hot hand. Niners.
Yeah, I'll take the Texans here.
Jets.
I think and I said this a couple times today, the Bucks cover. This game has Bucks covering written all over it.
I don't know. I think the Niners got their swagger back last week.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. But
I'm going Jets because the Bills can't cover anyone.
It's just amazing.
The Bills are pissed, and they have a new offensive coordinator, so they're going to pull
out. They should have been pissed the last month, and they have.
I agree. I'm taking.
No, I agree, but I also think the new offensive coordinator is going to look to try and make a splash.
Joe Brady's going to think he's in LSU 2019.
Yeah, but he's going to realize that Stephon Diggs is as good as his receivers that he had in LSU, and he's actually going to throw him the ball.
I don't know. Stephon Diggs is a tough challenge ahead of him.
Who is quarterbacking for the Rams these days?
Stafford's out, right?
John Wolford.
Is he still the quarterback for them?
I don't think that's actually true.
Well, Carson Wentz is their backup.
It says Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have an injury designation at the current level.
So he's back.
Okay.
Says the headline is he practices and feels confident ahead of return. So he'll be back this week.
Yeah. Interviews, post game interviews. Let's go.
I'm still taking the Seahawks, though.
Yeah, I'm taking the Hawks.
Yeah.
Vikings. Oh, Vikings, dogs. I like that.
On the road. Dogs on the road.
I know, but still, I just think they're a better football team.
And it's also a dome team going outdoors to the cold is definitely a factor there.
I hate
saying that's a Sunday night game, and honestly, with the way the Broncos are playing, it may not be a terrible game.
No, yeah, the Broncos have figured it out a little bit.
It may be worth watching. How about that? Is that the best way to put it?
Probably not.
You know, at first I was thinking maybe not worth watching, but it could be. But I'm going to take the Broncos at home. I think Russ is figuring out Peyton, and they're figuring each other out. And also, he realized Sutton is like Lockett, and he could just chuck the ball at him.
Chiefs
at home.
I'm going Eagles.
Okay.
45.5.
I think the Eagles could stop. I think the Eagles could stop the all contain. No one stops the Chiefs' offense. But I think they could contain their offense this go around.
Oh, that's right. We're on TNT tonight. That's right. Wonderful. 45.5. I'm gonna go 48. I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna take the over on that game.
Okay.
45.5, he said.
That's the current.
I'll go 46. I'll just go right on the line.
Because if there are teams that are going to be able to score, it's them.
Alrighty.
So, with that being said, enjoy the football this weekend, everybody. And especially college football. I'm not concerned. Go Michigan. First ever. Going for to become the first team ever to win 1,000 games in college.
Who are they playing?
Maryland.
Oh. Okay.
In Maryland.
Congrats.
Challenge.
You can coach that game.
They actually are doing a live tweet coaching job. You can pick the play. Everybody gets to pick a play.
They could ask Madden. It would still work.
So we'll see everybody next week.